One of the rituals of the presidential campaign, the Iowa straw poll, takes place tomorrow. The Republican candidates, just the Republicans, not the Democrats, try to organize as many people as they can to come to a hotel in Ames, Iowa, and cast a vote. Each voter must pay $35 to participate, so the event is a solid fundraiser for the state party. And some analysts say it's an early test of organizational strength in Iowa. This year, two of the leading candidates, Rudy Giuliani and John McCain, have decided not to take part in that straw poll, which has put pressure on the other frontrunner, Mitt Romney, who's been leading the polls in Iowa. And as NPR's David Green reports, it's opened the door to other candidates who are looking for some name recognition.
One of the Republicans hoping to make a name for himself this weekend is Kansas Senator Sam Brownback. He's been reaching out to social conservatives in Iowa, even producing a special video on YouTube.
I'm pro-life and I'm whole life. All life at all stages. In the womb, the child here, somebody in poverty, somebody in Africa. They are sacred and they need to be protected. It's not a political position with me. It's something I believe in.
One of Brownback's home state newspapers has made a parody of both Brownback and those videos about Obama girl and Hillary girl. The opinion page of the Wichita Eagle made a video with another woman, well, a man dressed as a middle-aged woman. Meet Brownback girl, a bit older and not so scantily clad.
'Cause the senator from the state of Kansas is Mr. Religious Right. 'Cause we are living in a sinful world, and I am a Brownback girl.
Joking aside, Brownback is a serious Catholic who's competing for the votes of social conservatives. His rivals include both Romney and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, who's a former Baptist minister. Recently, a pastor in Iowa who supports Huckabee questioned how long Brownback has been a Catholic. Huckabee was quick to deny any role in this.
I've not taken on Sam Brownback. He's taken me on. But I've said, look, let's not fight each other. We're both Christian gentlemen. Let's act like it. I have not taken on Sam Brownback. I've not done robocalls. I've not put out stuff. I've done just the opposite. I've focused on why I should be president, not why somebody else shouldn't be president.
But when Brownback cried foul about the whole episode, Huckabee's campaign manager wrote a letter saying the senator from Kansas should stop whining. The fight has gotten intense, in part because the religious activist vote in Iowa has been pivotal in straw polls in the past. Bauer Power was the chant in 1999, the last year there was a fight for the Republican nomination. Gary Bauer, a former advisor to Ronald Reagan, finished fourth in that year's straw poll and kept his marginal campaign going all the way to the Iowa caucuses the following winter.
I think the issue message that I've been trying to give the last 6 months is beginning to hit now. We could tell today that the message on China, on the sanctity of life, on some of the issues that really matter to the grassroots, that we're in step with the grassroots, and I think some of the front runners aren't.
Of course, there was a front runner who won that 1999 straw poll.
And in first place, George W. Bush, 7,418 votes.
Mr. Bush said he was glad he came.
2 months ago, when my Iowa supporters convinced me to participate in this straw poll, some pundits said I had nothing to gain and potentially a lot to lose. Well, thanks to you, we gained a lot.
Two of the frontrunners this year decided not to take that risk. Former Mayor Rudy Giuliani and Senator John McCain won't be there for the straw poll, nor will potential candidate Fred Thompson. So the pressure is on Mitt Romney to show he's in command in Iowa, and the pressure is on less well-known candidates such as Brownback and Huckabee to show they're in the hunt. David Green, NPR News. ¶¶